All right, so praise God. So happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is be ready to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Don't let them go. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So praise God. Today we're going to be talking about God will make a way, number two. Amen. He always made a way. And we're going to find out Israel's history, how God made a way for them. Amen. You know what? He made a way for them, and he'll make a way for us. Not once in a while, but all the time, on a daily basis. He already has. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. But you know, this is the day he has made us, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Listen to this. Leave here a new person. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Amen. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Woo, praise God. Know that who you are. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And this is it. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. He sees you an overcomer. Amen. So you see yourself that way. Not less. Amen. You're a child of God. Woo, going somewhere to happen for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I got a couple of... Let's go ahead and grab our swords, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Man, you got to make that declaration. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And they go like this. Says the devil is constantly striving for your attention. The world is constantly striving for your attention. They bombard you with negative things, all kind of bad stuff, okay? Says the minute your feet hit the floor in the morning, he's right there to place fears, doubts, frustrations, stresses, anxiety, sickness, and so much more. Oh, man, it's Friday. Oh, man, I've got this to do. I've got that to do. Man, so many things, okay? And the mind is the battlefield. Amen. So you have to take authority. You have to know, renew your mind as often as needed. Amen. And get it right. Amen. Because you got a mission. He's got a plan for you. And you got to fulfill that plan. But you know what? This world, the enemy is going to use all kinds of distractions to stop you from fulfilling that, you know. Say, man, you ain't worth it. You're not worthy. Amen. Remember, the devil has no place in your life or your home. The devil has no power over you. The devil has no authority in your life. When you rebuke him, he has to flee. Yes, remember, you're fighting a defeated foe. Yes. Amen. So greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Right. But you got to know, you got to speak the word. Yes. Amen. You got to speak the word. It says, when you wake up every morning with a praise on your lips, a song in your heart, a scripture in your mind, nothing can stop you. Amen. Amen. Nothing can stop you except yourself when you say, well, you know, it's Monday or it's Tuesday or whatever day it is, you know, I can't. Well, the Bible said, didn't say you can't. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And you just got to stir yourself up. You're connected to the power source. You're connected to the greater one. So, you know, act that way. Amen. So speak faith-filled words. Don't let the negative stuff come out of you. You hear it all the time. You're around it all the time. But that's not for me. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving it. And I ain't going to walk in that. Amen. I'm just going to rebuke it and press on. God's got a mission for me. God's got a mission for you. Amen. It's time you get up, get off your como se llama and start getting busy for him. Amen. He put you here to win and he put you here to go and succeed. Amen. And bring the word of God to a lost world. Amen. And he's using us. You know who we are? We are the church. We're the body of Christ. Amen. So you are somebody special. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. Woo, hallelujah. That's only the first one. Listen to this. You listening? It says God has a plan for you. And where you is, put your name there. God has a plan for you. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to be successful. He put you here to win. He put you here because he wants to use you. Not to sit down. Amen. But to be busy about the Father's business. God's plan and purpose for us is to fulfill our destiny. So stay focused to fulfill that plan. Wake up each morning knowing where you're headed, which direction you're taking, and what you're going to accomplish, and stick with it. Because, again, the world is going to try to distract you. Amen. The world, friends, families, or whatever it could be, they're going to distract you. They're going to stop you and say, man, don't do that. We got something else better to do, you know. It says, don't allow the distractions and busyness of get you off course. Amen. So know that you are there to fulfill what God has called you to do. Amen. Praise God. It says, it is my purpose. Is this in my purpose in life, or am I just wasting my time staying busy? No. You're going to succeed doing what he's called you to do. Amen. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Don't be distracted and spend your time and energy on things that are not helping you to fulfill that destiny God has for you. Remember, God has a plan, and that plan is blessed. And as you walk in that plan for your life, you will experience his abundance in everything you set your hands to do. Amen. But the enemy is busy. Just know that. Amen. But you stay focused on what God wants you to do, and you'll succeed. Amen. Stay focused. Renew your mind. Again, the battlefield is the mind. And if you don't renew it, you're going to be distracted easily. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. And that plan for you is you. Put your name there. That's for me. He's talking about me. That plan to prosper you and not to harm you. A plan to give you a hope and a future. And listen to this one. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man. That's Jose. That's you. Put your name right there. The steps of Jose. The steps of wherever you are. Put your name there. Are ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his ways. Amen. Again, see yourself the way he sees you. And again, he put you here to win, not to lose. Amen. Woo. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. But we got to stay focused. You know, we got to stay focused. Again, the world is going to distract you. The enemy is busy. The Bible says in John 10:10, he says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Enjoy it. Amen. But if you got all these cares on you, you're going to be down and out. You're going to be sad. You're going to be doom and gloom. You don't know. Let it go. Amen. Let it go. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Did it bless you? It blessed me. If it didn't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. I need to get this out. So we can have it ready here in a few minutes. Anyway, hallelujah. God will make a way, number two. Hallelujah. Let me read this at you. It says like this. We're gathered together in faith to remind ourselves of the powerful truth that God is our way maker. He is a way maker. And we're going to be talking about Israel's history, amen, and how he was involved. He says, we face challenges and obstacles that make it seem that there's no other way. You know, when you can't see past these four walls, you're thinking, how is this going to happen? Amen. Well, he's already made a way. However, God is already ready to lead us through difficult times. What difficult times are you facing right now? Amen. God is able. He's already made a way. God will make a way when we feel trapped, lost, and overwhelmed. His faithfulness and abilities to crave our out paths through the wilderness and make rivers in the desert. There's hope, direction, encouragement, knowing that God is always with us. Amen. Our way maker will make a way. So, child of God, press on. He says, press on. You can do all things through me. He says, you can do all things through me. Man, I am going to press on. I'm not going to let anything hold me back. Only thing holding you back is yourself. Amen. So we got to get in the Word, get the Word in us, renew our minds, and press on. Crucify that flesh, because the flesh just wants to be lazy and sit back and do nothing. Amen. So press on, child of God. A couple of scriptures we're going to, well, here's the choices. I've got some choices each and every day. My choice or God's choice. Amen. Keep going. The next one said, tells you God's way is the best way. Choose His way. Amen. And I'll give you a scripture for it in a few minutes. But it says, if God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. Amen. He brought them through the Red Sea. So what do we do now? Lord, we need you. He made a way. God made a way. We're going to be talking about God, Israel's history in a few minutes. It says, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You get up to the Red Sea, guess what? There's no other way, but there's God's way. And God says, sea part, and it parts. And guess what? They walk across on dry land. Amen. So whatever situation you're going through, God has a way. He's already made a way. Amen. Whatever it is you're going through, man, you got to look to Him. Man, drugs, alcohol, this world, there's no answer to what you're going through, but God has the answer. Amen. He's already made a way. Amen. You go to the Word, open the Word. He's got a way. Amen. So it's right there for us. A couple of scriptures I want to give at you. Of course, John 3:16 is one of our text scriptures. But it says, John 3:16, New King James says, for God so loved the world. We're talking about people. Amen. We're talking about His people. That for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Everlasting life. Keep going. The next one. Next one says, John 4:14-6. This a couple of our text scriptures here. And New King James says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, so whatever plans you have, cancel. His ways is better. Amen. He's already made a way. Amen. And I like the Amplified says this, says Jesus says, I am the only way. There's no other way. Whatever, whoever told you or wherever you read or whatever you heard, there's no other way. He says He is the only way. He the one that went to the cross. Your boss or whoever, whatever God you believe in, they didn't go to the cross. They didn't set their blood. Jesus did. He went. He'd already paid. He already made a way. That was one of the ways. Amen. God gave His Son. That was one way. The other way is this. Jesus gave Himself. Amen. He says, I am the way, the only way to God. And to the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So whatever it is you believe in, if it don't line up with the Word of God, you got to drop that and get in the Word. And receive Him as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way you're going to make it out of here. If you want to go up, you better receive Him as your Lord and Savior now. And now you don't put it off any longer. This is the time. Amen. It says, God's way is a highway. Isaiah 35 and 8, New Living Translation says, and a great road will go through once deserted land, and it will be named the highway of holiness. And this is in the Bible. Go look it up. Write this down, and you go look it up for yourself. Amen. It says, evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk on there. Amen. Come on now. I didn't call you that. The word says, fools will never walk there. So if you're playing games, you know what? You lose. It's God's way or the highway. It's God's way or the hell's way. So you choose. Amen. We have choices. So you make the right choice. And it says, God's way is the best way. So you choose this way. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and 16 says, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, make a dry land path through the sea. Man, we're talking about parting the Red Sea and walking through there on dry land. Amen. He made a way. And we're going to be talking about that. Okay, let me speed up a little bit here. Amen. God will make a way. The history of Israel shows God made a way for them. He made a way out of Egypt. He chose Moses to lead, be the leader, to lead them out of Egypt. He made a way for them to cross the Red Sea on dry land. Amen. He made a way for them crossing the wilderness. A 4-day trip, it took 40 years. Amen. Just for being disobedient. So you know what? Line up with the Word. Line up with Him and choose Him now. Quit putting it off, you know. Don't be playing games. Amen. Tomorrow is not guaranteed for you. Amen. He made a way for them to go through the promised land. Some of them didn't make it. Amen. But He made a promised land for them. But we got to be obedient. We got to be about the Father's business. He made a way for Jesus. John 3:16, we just read. Born of a virgin named Mary. Amen. He made a way. He wants to use every one of us. Amen. But you got to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And start doing the Lord's work. And start preaching the Word. Amen. Start sharing the Word. Amen. It's going to all the land. Amen. We're going to read that scripture here in a few minutes. He made a way for Paul and Silas. You know, they were about the Father's business, you know, and they put them in the dungeon. And they started singing. And Jesus, God showed up, you know. God showed up. I mean, there was a great earthquake. And all the cell doors flew open. The shackles fell off. Amen. He showed whatever it is you're going through. You know what? You call on Him. He's going to show up. And He's going to deliver you from whatever it is that's holding you back. But why are you still holding on to it? He says, let go and let God. Give it to Him. Quit holding on to it. You know, when you go drop your trash, you leave it in the dumpster. You don't take it back. Man, I don't eat that stuff. That stuff stinks. That stuff's no good. Well, you know what? There's stuff out there that's holding you and blocking you and distracting you. It's time you let it go. Give it to Him and start serving Him. And start pressing on with Him. You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So Paul and Silas, you know what? They weren't concerned about their singing. They just started singing. And you know what? They weren't singing soft. They were loud because the whole cell, everybody in prison heard. Amen. But God heard. I mean, they heard. He heard all the way to heaven. And He shows up. So you know what? You sing songs to Him. Amen. Sing songs to Him. It says, He made a way for Job. He lost it all. But God restored. He restored everything. Amen. He restored everything. And gave Job twice as much as before. Amen. So whatever it is you've lost, you know what? You hook up with Him. Amen. You hook up with Him. He's going to restore everything. He's going to make it good. He's going to make it better. Amen. Ooh, man, thank you, Lord. Thank you. All you have to do is thank you. When you don't know what else to say, say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need it, Dad. He made a way for Daniel. Say, no, you can't pray to your gods, you know. So Daniel was praying. So he's going to the lion's den. But you know what? God made a way. He shut that lion's mouth, you know. And the king says, oh, no, what did I do? So he runs to go check on Daniel. Guess what? Daniel's still alive. Amen. He knew Daniel was alive. Whatever it is you're going through, you know, when you dedicate yourself to Him, when you apply yourself to Him, He's going to make a way. Amen. And you're going to survive. You're going to press on. Hey, the greater one is with me. I'm going to press on, press on. That's what he wants us to do. Press on. He says, get up. Pick up your bag. Go home. Go. Amen. Go and do what he's called us to do. Amen. Says he made a way for Joseph. Listen to this. Joseph, his brothers told him, first they were going to kill him. And they say, no, we'll just save him to slavery. Well, he went from slave to second in command in Egypt. Amen. By praising his God and hooking up with God. That's what we need to do. You know how we're going to rise up? Hooking up with him. When we hook up with him, he's going to take us to high places, you know. Stay connected to the source. Amen. Woo, second in command. From slave to second in command. He made a place, he made a way for Lot. Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, he says, I want you to leave. He said, but don't look back. Just go. I made a way. Go. And he did. And got him out. Except his wife turned back, you know. Oop. Gone. Pillar of salt. Out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He made a way for David. Again, you know the story. Amen. A little shepherd boy. Amen. But he took care of his sheep. And he knew his God was with him. You know, when the bear came, when the lion came, when the giant came, the king says, hey, you got to wear my armor. You know, that's the only way you're going to get it. He says, no, the same God that delivered me from the bear and the lion is going to deliver me from them uncircumcised giant, Philistine giant, you know. And he did. Whatever it is you're facing, your God will take care of it, you know. But you know what? You got to let the word of God come out of you. Amen. You got to let the word come out of you. Get the word in you so it can come out and confess his word. And these things are going to come. Are going to come down, amen. And that giant came down. Whatever giants you're facing, I don't care if it's a sickness giant or a financial giant, whatever giant it is, a pornography giant, you know, whatever it is, it's got to come down, amen. Woo, praise God, it can't stand. And when you're confessing the word, man, it says submit yourself to God, resist the devil. He's got to go. The evilness has to go. Amen. I am delivered. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Listen to this. David, over Goliath, from a shepherd boy to a king. But you know, we're children of the king. Amen. We're brothers and sisters with Christ. Amen. So praise God, man. All we need to do is confess him as Lord and Savior. And walk with him and fulfill what it is, whatever mission he's got for you. He's got something special for you. Amen. So let's remember that. You know, because the world, again, the world tries to give you distractions and say things that are going to try to distract you and pull you away. But don't give in. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. What about this one? He made a way for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They threw him in the fiery furnace. And you say, we threw three in there, but we see four. I mean, that fire was so hot. The guards that threw them in there were consumed. Amen. That's how hot it was. But God made a way. Amen. So, whatever you're going through, God has a way. But you got to line up with him. You got to hook up with him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus walked on water. Peter got out of the boat and he started walking on water. God made a way. He says, come. That's all he said. He says, come. Hey, I want to play. He says, come. And Peter started walking on water until he says, I can't do this. Amen. Instead of walking by faith, he was walking by sight. He says, I can't do this. So he started sinking. But he was saved. God made a way and he'll make a way for us. The God we serve has greater power and has given us his authority. Amen. You know what? I want you to grab your Bible and open your Bibles to Mark 16. And we've read this at Bible study not too long ago. But we need to read it all the time so that you can know what the Bible says about you. Amen. In Mark 16, 15 through 20. And well, I don't know what translation you have, but I'm going to read it to you. Amen. And mine is in red. Starts Mark 16, 15 through 20. That's what I'm going to read. And he said to them, go. That's two-thirds of God's name. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to what? Every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, he says, they will cast out devils. Amen. We fight a spiritual battle. There's devils out there. New levels, new devils as you grow. Amen. But since you'll cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. Since they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen. It's not up to you. It says, by faith, you lay hands on somebody in Jesus' name. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. I call you well, and I call you healed because the Word of God says, you lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So it's not for me to figure out. He'll do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So verse 19 says this in mine. It says, so then after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up in heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Verse 20 says, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accomplishing signs. Amen. So God goes with you. You just got to know we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So just know that he is with you. He says, in other words, Hebrews 13:5 says, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So don't feel alone. He's with you. Amen. But the enemy wants you to think that you are by yourself. No. You let him know. You're a defeated foe. You have no power over me. I submit myself to God. I resist you. And you have to go. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Know that God has the plan for you. Again, he didn't put you here just to waste time. Amen. He has a plan for you. Again, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You'll find it on there, Carmen. John 10:10. You see it on there? John 10:10. Says, the devil's plans are for you are to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus' plans for you are for you to have life and have it more abundantly. But we got to know this. You got to know this. He is called, he's anointed, and he's equipped you and gifted you. If you don't know this, you need to know this. He's called you. He has a call for you. He's anointed you. And he's equipped you. And he's gifted you with everything needed to complete your mission. So, child of God, you need to stay stirred up on a daily basis. Amen. If nobody stirs you up, nobody will. You got to keep yourself stirred up. Amen. You got to keep yourself encouraged. You know, as we assemble ourselves here together on Sundays or anytime we meet, you know, to encourage one another. How was your day, brother? How was your day, sister? Well, not so good. Well, you know what? I just want to encourage you. God has great plans for you. Amen. And build each other up, man. We didn't come here to just down each other and see who knows more. No, we're here to encourage one another. Help each other. Work together in unity. Come together in unity. Spend time together, you know, and encourage each other. Say, we're in this together, man. We're in God's winning team. Amen. If you don't lose, you win. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite scriptures, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 says that you can say I, or you can say Jose, or you can put your name there. Scratch that. Write on your Bible. It's okay to write on it. If you can't write it, find one. Go to a thrift store somewhere. Get you one of them used Bibles, you know, that you can just write on it. And scratch through I and say, put on there Jose. Or your name. Put your name right there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can do the same thing. It's not just for me. It's for us. It's for the body of Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. He wants to do this. It says God is unchangeable. Malachi 3:6 says this. He says, I am God and I do not change. Amen. I do not change. God cannot make a way. Excuse me. God can make a way no matter what the need. In the desert, part of the sea, whatever He needs to do, He'll do. He's greater. Amen. No matter what the situation may be, greater is He. Amen. Praise God. It says God made a way for them back then, and God will make a way for us now. He's always a present God, and He can do all things. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. It says to every generation, to everyone that will look upon Him. Amen. My God is able. My God is able. God will make a way. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep going, Carmen. I'll tell you when to stop. You keep going. Just run them through. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, that's good right there. Back up one. Yeah, we do this all the time. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Amplify says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it, eat its fruit, and bear its consequences of their words." The next one says this, very basic. It says Proverbs 18:21, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, but it's your choice." I thought it came up to here, but I've got a guard. I'm not letting it go. Amen. Because once you release it is sown. And when you sow a seed, it's going to grow. And if it's negative, it's going to be negative. So you're going to eat the fruit of what you sow. So you want to keep your words positive. Amen. And not negative. Life and not death. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Carmen. Let me see. Keep going, Carmen. Keep going. I'll let you know. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. One more. Okay. This is something that we need to practice on a daily basis. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep going. One more. Okay, there it is. Yay! Well, keep going, Carmen. We're past that one now. Okay, one more. Okay, we're right there. And next one. Okay, right there. Okay. So, God tells Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering. Amen. And this is what it says in Hebrews 11:17-19. It says, "It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. When Jesus was testing him, Abraham had received God's promise, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Even when God had told him, 'Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted.'" Since Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Next one, Carmen. It says Abraham called this place, "God will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided." Amen. And in the Amplified says, Abraham named this place, "The Lord will provide. And it shall be said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be seen and provided. Amen. So praise God. Listen to this. Jehovah Jireh provided a sacrifice to save Isaac. And that action was foreshadowing of the provision of his son for the salvation of the world. God provided a lamb, Jesus, to sacrifice in the place of us. Amen. So Isaac took the place of Jesus. Amen. That was a foreshadow of Jesus coming and being sacrificed for us. Amen. So I don't know if you ever heard that before, but God made a way for you to heaven. Amen. You choose him and choose the right thing. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God will make a way in time of trouble. Keep going, Kermit. Well, here's your choices. World's way, your way, highway, or God's way. You want to choose God's way. We already know that's the best way. Keep going. Okay, leave it right there. It says, God will make a way. New King James says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall show glory me. You shall glorify me. Excuse me. I got the glare here. It says, and New King James says, God, call me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you shall honor and glorify me. Listen to this. With that, I'm going to read you this little story, and I'll close with this. Amen. But it goes like this. It's a story about the survivor of a wreck that was thrown on a little island, an inhabited island. While he was there, he managed to build him a little hut. And whatever he salvaged from the wreck, he put in his little hut. Amen. So God delivered him and provided for him there. God made a way. It says one day he went out. Every day he went out to the horizon and look and see if there was any ships coming. No ships. So one day he went hunting for food, and he was horrified when he finds out his hut was in flame. He had done all this, you know, nothing but smoke. The worst of it was nothing was saved. Amen. So the worst was, in reality, was the best. Because the next day, ship comes in. The captain says, we saw your signal. His little hut was burnt, but the smoke went up. And the captain of the ship saw, and he came to rescue him. You know, whatever it is you're going through, God knows. And he sees your signal. But we got to be able to say, surrender ourselves to him. Say amen. Can't be playing games, you know, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the signal went out, and he's given God has made a way for us to give ourselves back to him. So quit fighting it. You know, it's time you come to him. Amen. So in closing, I just want to say, you watching, you running, or you never asked him, now's the time, you know. All you have to say is, Lord, I want to come back. And you know what he says? He says, I forgive you. Come back. You know, if you never confessed him, all you have to do is say, Lord, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to forgive and forget. And you got to forgive and forget and press on with what it is he's got for you. Amen. So let's remember that. If you've got sickness in your body, do what I do. I just remind myself and I speak to myself and I say, by Jesus' stripes, Jose, you are well. You are healed. No malfunctions in my body. Amen. Everything functioning the way he created it to function. So by his Jesus' stripes, I call you well and I call you healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So hallelujah. Praise God. And it's time to give. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com. If you mail in, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. So God bless you.